We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
West Virginia offensive coordinator Jared Parker discusses Eastern Kentucky. That's coming up right after this.
West Virginia fans, stay up to date on all things Mountaineers at WVUSports.com. WVUSports.com has 24/7 access to all of your favorite Mountaineer teams. The site's modern design provides the same fan-friendly experience on a mobile phone as it does on a desktop computer. Watch videos, listen to podcasts, and read feature stories anytime, anyplace. WVUSports.com, the official home of the West Virginia Mountaineers.
All right, Jared, so let's start with wide receivers, obviously, your spot. I mean, there's a lot of talk about how good they are, how deep they are, but that's from the outside. What do you see?
Well, as I'll tell them and have continued to tell them, we have the potential to be a good unit and those things, but we have scored zero touchdowns and caught for 0 yards to start this year, so we still have plenty to prove. Potential is a great thing, and it's gifted room, and we've grown together a lot. But as of now, we've really not had any production, just as nobody has. It's not played a game. So, and I mean it. We've really got the promise of a lot of great things. But as of now, we have a lot to prove to ourselves. We've got a lot of maturity to gain, a lot of trust to gain, and certainly want to come out and have a good showing on Saturday.
Hey, Coach, obviously you weren't here last year, but you obviously know what the struggles were with the running game. Just kind of what have you seen with that group so far with the game coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, you know what, it's been really cool to grow up, you know, through this profession as a wide receiver and a passing game guy, and I've really over the last few years made myself professionally dive into the run game and how things fit and how it works, and it's been really cool to get a hold of this new situation and get with a great staff and work with Coach Moore, Coach Trickett, Coach Scott, and Coach Brown, really just dive into the run game. And then the RPO side of it with Coach Reagan, we've all kind of grabbed a hold of this. We know we have to improve together in order to get where we want to go offensively and as a football team. We have to run it better. And so it's really been a good challenge for all of us to find what works for us and see the improvement. You give credit to our guys. They've owned the run game, owned our fits. We've developed a mentality that we believe the entire state of West Virginia and our fans are going to really enjoy our improvements. We still have a ways to go, as everyone does. We still got improvements to make, but we've made the right steps. Now the guys need to go out and do it and gain some confidence running the football.
Jared Seary is next.
Hey, Coach. I was just curious. A guy we hear a lot about from Neil is Sam Brown. I'm curious what you've seen from him and kind of what role you see him playing as the season gets through these first few weeks.
Sure. I mean, he's as exciting as a freshman that I've ever had the opportunity to coach as a freshman at the wideout position. Coach Trickett and those guys that went down and recruited him last year did a great job. Sam's got a lot of promise. Like any freshman, he's mature and learned how to do things the right way on and off the field. But as far as a human being and as a player, he's an exciting as a guys we've had here. He really meets the standards of what West Virginia wide receiver play has been. And he'll continue that as long as we continue to help guide him along and the older guys in the room help bring him along. But he's got a lot of promise and a bright future if he continues to grow.
Go ahead, Johnny and Tony. Muted, John.
It's the trials of Zoom and COVID, right?
Let's try this again. You got me now?
We're here.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Two questions. Knowing that you haven't seen him in the spring, what do you think the offense does best right now? And on the other side, what has impressed you about the defense that you've gone up against?
Yeah, good question, John. So, you know what, I think that to your first question, like where we're at offensively, I think that certainly we talked about our strengths. We expect us to go out and play at a high level and complete the football well, and we expect there to be a high effort and improvement in our run game. I think if me and Coach Brown, the entire offensive staff, sit down after this game and we throw and catch well like we think we should, and there's an improvement in our run game to get things going this year, we'll be in a good place. And certainly with our defense, I think it was only two practices, John, but I do think that what they've done in the back end with our defensive staff and those things, they've wired up those guys really well. You saw an improvement from where we were in March till now on the back end, if we can stay healthy. And then the pass rush and the ability to create tackles for loss and sacks with how we move our front and do some things is a constant challenge and something I think that they'll continue to build on this year, in my opinion.
Coach, I know you had the practice game on Saturday to kind of go through game operations. Any changes coming out of that and how you all decide what to call, signaling it in, things like that? And then the second thing, you know, I know you've got a list of things you want to see how good you are on offense with. How do you mix those in, you know, along with attacking Eastern Kentucky's defense, you know, so you get an idea of where your improvements are early in the game?
Yeah, good questions, Kevin. You know what? The operation will be very similar. It's going to be different for me personally. Just I've been so used to being down on the field and around guys, so we'll be up. And then the operation will be very similar to how Coach Brown did it and how they did it last year from other points and as far as who's charting and how we do things to communicate during a game. Forgive me, the second part of your question. I just drew a blank thinking of your first one.
Okay. Just how do you balance, you know, seeing the things
yes.
that you want, your improvements versus, you know, your game plan that you have laid out going in?
Yep. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure I answered you. So I think now that is a good challenge. So you get at a point where do you get things on film that you want to see based off then comparing it to what you know you're good at. And then, of course, everybody that supports us and it's in this building, we all want to go out there and play clean, right? So you got this balance of how cute to be, I guess, so to speak, compared to how clean you want it to be and execute. And sure hope we lean and err on the side of being clean, trusting what we know and what we've done throughout this process of getting these guys ready to go. And I think that's where we'll trust it and keep it, and that's where the offense staff believes we need to be at. So I think if we're able to get out there and play, you know, penalty-free, especially our pre-snap penalties, and we go out and execute what we know, we're more concerned with that than anything else the opposition could do.
Back to you, Greg. Go ahead.
So, Jared, your own philosophy as a coach, you just talked about the development of a run game within your own mind in recent years. I mean, our perception is your Kentucky days, you ran it four times a season. So, you know, how has that developed? Obviously, other stops you've had – you know, much more of a run game. So how have you changed over the course of your coaching career?
Well, again, another great question and point. I think this, to be real honest with you, the biggest growth for me in my coaching career, or one of my biggest, was certainly when I had to be and was elected to be interim at Purdue. And during that time, we didn't have a great run game. And during those 6 weeks, I told myself, if I ever got an opportunity to have any say-so or whatever it was, I realized our struggles in not being able to run the football consistently and how it affected our team. And so I think at that point it was like, hey, you know, no matter what, it doesn't matter what the handoffs look like, but you've got to find ways for, as a play caller and helping our staff, and as we do this together, we've got to find ways to get the ball handed off and gain yards. And that could be several different ways and look several different ways to the defense. But at the end of the day, we got to find a way to put the ball on the perimeter and make the decisions easier for our quarterback at times, and then find ways to throw it. So I think just that experience did it. Certainly last year, being at Penn State and the way we were able to run the football and develop a physical mentality helps your background and knowing how to fit RPOs, which I thought Ricky Ronnie and that staff there was great at. So it's just been a constant growth, and I think when you're able to be around several different staffs and a lot of different great coaches, you better listen and pay attention and grow in order to get where you want to go in your coaching career and help run the football as here.
Next question is from Sean Manning.
Hey, Coach. I know the depth chart doesn't mean much, but Bryce Ford Wheaton was penciled in as a starter. Just kind of what has he done to at least earn that recognition at this point?
Sure. So Bryce has done what a starter should do, and what we'll name any of them. We got a great room, but there's certain guys you got to put out there first, and we're going to put Bryce out there to start the game because he's earned it. You know, he's been highly productive, explosive play-wise, has been off the charts and pushed the ball vertically down the field. And as I've spoke very openly about him to him, and I'll say to you all, he's starting to develop real confidence because he's realizing what it takes to get real results on and off the field, which lies first in dealing with the truth and then putting in the work. So I think he's done that and kind of ignored things about what he has expectations of himself and just realized he just needs to put in a certain level of work. And when he does that, he'll get results later. So he's really just been very productive. He's grown. He's still got plenty of growth to do and made his mistakes and been inconsistent at times, but for the most part, he's really put together back-to-back days and learned how to practice the right way.
We'll finish up with these last two questions in the queue. First from John Antonik. Go ahead, John.
Okay, I'll ask you, watching the tape from the game last week, was it, in your opinion, a matter of Marshall playing great, or was it EKU being with a first-year coach, new system, everything, and struggling a little bit? What did you see from what you could see on tape?
Yeah, always a tough question, because you always want to be careful and be respectful of certain staffs and guys in this profession that I think have done its toughest job in this entire pandemic and what we've had to manage. I know Coach Wells very well at Eastern Kentucky and guys on his staff, and it's certainly hard to take over a new football team, and especially when you take it over in this environment, it's been very difficult. So I'm sure they've run into challenges on their end. And then I worked for Doc Holliday, you know, in 2011 and 12, and know what kind of coach he is and the program they're running. They've got good football players there, and played excellent at the quarterback position. So I think you saw those two come together and why the result was what it was.
Hey, Jared, I have two for you because we're running out of time here. One's sort of philosophical for you. I'm just curious what your position is on goal line fades. I don't know if as a receiver coach you like that or you want to see something maybe easier for him. And then you're talking about Bryce, who's a big guy, but you coach a number of, I guess you'd say, small guys, you know, south of 6 feet who have been productive and explosive. And when you think about downfield plays, you think about bigger guys, but that hasn't been the case with you. I'm sure you found talent or some other skill to exploit there. How has that been in your career?
Sure. To the first question, I think it's with anything, there's got to be a mentality when you get in the goal line to be able to run the football in the end zone without being stubborn. I guess that would be my mentality, right? If it's certainly not looking great by numbers in the box, we don't think we can finish the ball in the end zone. Let's not be stubborn and find ways to get it in the end zone, because in the end, I think everybody just wants to scream touchdown. So that's vague but honest. And then second question, very true. I think we've just fallen into some really good players at the slot position that for some reason have been able to hit it off with and teach them how to ways to separate. That's a good spot on the field to be able to win there, and there's good matchups. with how the game's being played now, and I've really enjoyed coaching that spot. And then the big challenge is to be able to get the bigger guys and gifted guys outside to continue to find ways to get them the ball and push the field vertically, which I think we can do here. So I think with our talent inside and out, you know, it's our jobs to make sure we find ways to reach them, and I think we're getting there with the outside guys.
And that was Jared Parker. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.